is it? Foreigner knows. It's as cold as ice, and that is what today's show is going to be about. It's going to be about the winter, how much it sucks, or to others, how much they love it. I will have special guests in. I will have my sister, because she is half werewolf, I swear to you. She just goes outside wearing shorts and a t-shirt. She'll tell you why she does that and why she loves the winter time. We'll have a girl named Marisa Cruz coming in talking about how she hates the winter because she is from Texas, and this is just 7-degree weather is just not working for her. We will have some trivia action with a Miss Shannon Erskine coming in, and let's see how smart she really is. And first, what show are we listening to? I guess I should probably introduce us. It is Youth Beat Radio, your voice to empower on WCRS. This is Ileana the Maki Corpheus. And it's too cold to wear jewelry. It's too cold to wear nail polish because it just freezes right away. You get dry skin. You can't go anywhere because your back's too heavy with the weight limit because sweaters. Your hair gets frozen. It's just way too cold. Running noses. Sicknesses everywhere. You go to Why Winter Sucks on Twitter and they will continue to tell you why they hate winter. But I'm going to tell you how to make that better with some winter tips and toasty tricks. So you stay tuned, keep listening to your Youth Beat Radio voice to empower right here on WCRS. Title of our show again, Winter Tips and Toasty Tricks, if you're just now tuning in. I am going to start you off with number one guest of the evening, and that is my sister,
Maria Corpheus.
There she is, personality number two of the family. And we are going to start you off by telling you why this girl to my right, she is to my right, you just can't see, wears shorts in a t-shirt in the winter. I don't really know if there's a good reason for that, but while we're focusing this show on winter tips and toasty tricks, she doesn't really have those because I guess her trick is having snake skin. So here she is to talk a little bit about that. Maria, can you go ahead and just start blabbing away?
Yeah, so during the winter I wear a t-shirt and shorts because it doesn't make sense for me to get all layered up when I'm going to be so hot to the point I'm going to be sweating. It would be like someone on a hot summer day, any normal person, to be wearing a scarf in 5 layers.
She just called herself abnormal, I think.
I did. It's true. Dang it.
Well, that makes perfect sense. I get what you're saying, but I think my listeners kind of would like to know, why are you one of those people that they kind of roll their eyes at? I'm sure I'm one of those. I see someone like Maria walking down the street with shorts and a t-shirt on, or even a tank top, tennis shoes. I'm all bundled up with a hot chocolate in my hand, and I'm going, what is wrong with this girl? Or should I hand her my jacket? Which is a horrible thing to think. But I think that that's pretty understandable. So what do you say to people like me?
Well, for one, if I was cold, I promise I would put something on. Ileana can testify to the fact that when I am cold, I do layer up. It's just not very often. So if you see me walking down the street or on campus and I'm wearing a t-shirt and you're bundled up and I'm smiling and you look miserable, one, don't hate me. I can't help it. And two, it's okay. I can't help how I am. I don't get cold, but maybe smile. It'll brighten up your day. I'm smiling at you.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I didn't realize there'd be a life lesson in my show, but don't judge. That's a cool thing to just add into the show right there. Can you kind of, I have a cool story that I just heard from my sister. I don't really know if it's cool, pun intended, But she was at work, and I'm kind of already butchering this story, actually. You want to go
I'll take it from here.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so I was at work, and it was that week when it was snowing really frequently. Well, that seems pretty vague since it's been snowing quite a lot lately. But it was the week when it was about 7 degrees and below zero with a wind chill factor. And I was coming into work with no coat. You know, I was wearing sweatpants or jeans, and then I would wear a t-shirt or just a thin sweater. And one of my coworkers looks at me one day, and she's like, "Do you wear a coat?" She actually spelled it out, like, I was two or something. And I was like, "No." And so she goes back, disappears for a little bit, comes back, throws a coat at me, and she's like, "You're making me cold. Wear this from now on." So, you know, what do you do in that situation? I smiled, said thank you, and I wear it now sometimes when I get really, really cold.
So the coat that she came walking in the door with, I just bought that coat from Walmart. It was a blue one instead of the gray one that she was wearing, and I paid $50 for that coat.
Yeah, mine's much nicer because it's free.
That's true. I was a little jealous. I said, "Why don't you go back out?" And I mean, I didn't say that. But anyway, what I imagine all the time, and I kind of make fun of her for this, is when it's wintertime and snowing and she's out there and I'm in a scarf and all that, I kind of just imagine, you know, Vanilla Ice turning on with "Ice, Ice, Baby." And her just dancing, doing like the moonwalk and shorts and a t-shirt.
Minus the fact that I can't dance.
She's not lying about that. But hers looks kind of like she's having a seizure, and I make fun of her a lot for it. She just punched me in the arm. Okay, well, let's just stop with that. I don't think there's anything else to add. Do you have any winter tips? Let's say you were cold. Do you have a winter tip at all that you... Yeah, just...
If you're cold, or when I'm cold, I cover my mouth, make sure I have nice warm socks on, and that my, like, ears and head's covered, because that's where all the areas of circulation are. So if those areas are covered, for the most part, your body's going to warm up much faster than usual.
Ah, yeah, good advice from the Wolf Woman. Let's listen to Vanilla Ice, 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 Baby. Stop. Collaborate and listen. I mean, we'll listen to the real thing. Here we go. What show are they listening to, Maria? You've heard it enough.
WCRS, Youth Beat Radio, your voice to empower.
That's right. Stay tuned.
Out of here. Word to your mother.
So I am sitting here now with Miss Marisa Cruz, who is from Texas, and came to Columbus because she went to school here, graduated 4 years ago, and just went straight into the working world and has stayed here ever since. So, how much do you love Ohio?
I hate Ohio. It's so unpredictable. One day it'll be windy and rainy, and the next minute it'll be snowing and blizzarding. So, needless to say, I hate the weather here. Not used to it.
And do you plan on staying in Ohio?
Definitely not. The soonest I can leave here, the better. Now it's just a waiting game.
But you want to go back to Texas?
Definitely. I miss the cold weather. I miss the warm weather. I want to get out of the unpredictability. I just like it being hot all the time. I don't care.
And my show is called Winter Tips and Toasty Tricks this week. So what do you do? Let's just start with, do you have any winter tips?
For me, it's all about layering. So if it's two pairs of gloves, two pairs of scarves, a hat, cover your mouth. If I could wear a ski mask and not look creepy, I'd definitely do it. I wear double pants, double socks, just double everything. Make sure you layer, layer, layer.
Do you get to the point of being wobbly when you walk?
Yeah, I look like that kid from the Christmas Story that can't walk, and then I have, like, snot running down my face. I look like that kid.
So I could shove you over and you just fall right over.
Yeah.
That's a funny sight, just in case anyone can't picture that in their head. Do you have any, like, toasty tricks specifically that you do while you're indoors when it's still cold and nipping at you?
I try to take a hot shower in the morning.
Cold shower, not good.
Yeah, a hot shower, because it makes my whole body feel warm, and then I get hot, and then if I'm moving around, I still feel warm, so when I go outside, it doesn't feel as bitterly cold as it would any other time. That, and I try to wear bright colors, because it makes me feel warm.
The bright colors make you feel warm?
Yeah, I don't know why.
See, I wear bright colors in the winter to make myself feel happy, but the warm thing, I don't know.
That's maybe a little it's just different. In my head.
Well, hey, if it works, it works. I say jog in place. No, she doesn't like that idea. Okay, well, do you have a wintry song that you listen to that kind of goes along with the winter bummerness?
I don't really like winter songs because they just remind me of winter songs, so I try to listen to anything cheery to get me in a better mood, something that I can shout at the top of my lungs while I'm driving to work or on the way back. So anything from maybe Adele, even though her songs are sad, they're still really upbeat.
And so. You know them, and you can sing them as loud as you can.
Exactly. So the least I can speak about winter, the better.
So you don't want to talk about it anymore?
You're over it. God, no.
Well, thank you for coming to our show. Everyone, you know you're listening to your Youth Beat Radio, Voice to Empower on WCRS. Do you have any last words or anything that you want to say?
Stay warm.
I knew that was going to be it. All right, you guys, stay warm and stay tuned.
I let it fall. To stand in your arms without
That song was for Marisa Cruz. That was Adele, Set Fire to the Rain. I chose it specifically because fire is opposite of the snow. And even though it says set fire to the rain, in my mind, I was thinking set fire to the snow. So it makes perfect sense. So I hope you enjoyed that. And now, it is officially game time, trivia style, with
Shannon Erskine.
Hello, Shannon. What year are you in school?
I am a fifth year.
So you're about to graduate?
Yep.
Which means you must be smart.
I am very smart.
What is your major?
Dietetics.
Okay, so maybe that has nothing to do with winter, just...
It has everything to do with winter.
You could be really good at this trivia round, or you could be really not so good. What are you leaning toward?
I'm thinking that I'm going to be pretty darn good.
You're going to be a boss?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you are here with us on my radio show, Youth Beat Radio, Voice to Empower on WCRS. And today's show's focus is on winter. And the actual title is Winter Tips and Toasty Tricks. I know, I'm cute. Good title. But let's take a pause on that. I'll probably ask you that in a minute. But let's test this college knowledge of yours. Are you ready? You buckled up?
I'm very ready.
And remember, listeners, that you can go to youthbeat.osu.edu, go to our Facebook page, and you can answer these questions along with us if you think that you have it in you to know the correct answer. So, question number one. Oh, by the way, I have to give a shout-out to Queendom. That is the land of tests. I found it online, and I took this quiz myself. It's 10 questions long. I got an 80. But for time's sake, I'm going to only ask you 5, so you can thank me later or now.
Thanks.
All right, so number one question. How many times a year does the sun set and rise in the Arctic? 0, once, twice, or 12 times?
I'm going to go... I'm going to say twice.
Twice. That's a good guess, but... Answer to question number one is once, which actually has one in it. What a coincidence. Question number one and
oh,
one.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so you're doing really well so far. Let's let's try for number two. Which of the following conditions would help sound travel further and sound clearer? Just before it snows? When the snow is fresh and fluffy? When the snow is actually falling? Or when the snow surface becomes smooth and hard from time or strong winds?
Is this a trick question?
Don't think so. You might have to contact Queendom for that.
Which of the following conditions would help sound travel further
and sound clear?
I mean, I'm going to go with my gut response, which is...
Because Mom always said to do that.
When the snow surface becomes smooth and strong winds. Or strong winds.
I'm ballin'! Mama knows. Mama knows best.
Oh, wow.
As my mom always says, listen to the gut. So, you know, water boy style. Next one. You are one for one. Nope.
Wow.
One for two. I'm a radio show host, not a genius. Can we go on? What ratio of people buried in avalanches survived the ordeal? Queendom got deep on this one. Oh, yeah. Probably should give you the options.
Yep.
One and two. 1 in 4, 1 in 20, or 1 in 70?
Ratio of people buried in avalanches.
Which one survived? If you say 1 in 70, then you are... I'm going to have to say you're a pessimist. Probably shouldn't go for that one.
I'm going to say 1 in 20, because avalanches are pretty hardcore.
So you almost went for 1 in 70 until I called you out on it.
I was thinking about it.
No, let me. What's that sound that I was making? That means you're wrong.
I don't know.
You're close.
Is it 1 in 4?
Yes, indeed. It is 1 in 4. Did your gut tell you to go for that one and you turned against it?
Shoot.
Oh,
no,
see,
my
your
gut
is disappointed.
My gut was 1 in 70, but you said not to do it.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Okay.
Pause a miss. Okay, that's 3 total questions. And do you remember how many you've gotten right out of those 3?
Oh, wow. 1.
You said it. Okay. This is an easy one. Let me go for this one for you.
Great.
Where do icicles most often form? The south side of buildings, the north side, west side, or east side? I had to make that voice.
I'm going to say west. West side.
And why do you say the west side?
because of the...
She's making a hand motion.
The wind.
You guys can't see it.
The way the wind.
I really thought this was an easy one, but I'm going to have to do my noise.
Really?
Really, the south side. I feel like everything would just drift to the south. I got that one easy. Easy peasy.
Well, I guess the wind's coming from the southwest. You know, the current.
I'm going to move on. She's definitely doing really well. At least she's gotten one correct. That's good. You have one more left. And I did promise my listeners that we would get to find out who invented the snowmobile. So I'm going to have to ask this question. Who invented the snowmobile?
This is the worst.
Henry Ford of Michigan. Robert Francis St. Jean of Switzerland. Joseph Armand Bombardier of Quebec. Or David Bushnell of Connecticut. Hopefully I said all those names correct.
Well, I think I'm gonna go with the Switzerland man, because I like him.
I understand why you may like him, but he doesn't like you back, because that is...
Okay.
Was it Henry Ford? No. Didn't he invent a car? Am I wrong?
He could have invented other automobiles.
No, it was Joseph Armand Bombardier of Quebec.
Ugh.
Believe it or not, I did get that correct when I took the quiz.
You cheated.
Okay, so you did awesome. 1 out of 5. I don't know the percentage on that.
That's 20%.
You did well. You did very well. 20%. You deserve... That's what you win. That
wow.
reaction of mine.
Great.
Good job. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining. Do you remember what radio show you are listening to?
Youth Beat Radio. Voice to empower on WCRS.
It definitely sounded like you were reading that from somewhere. That's...
No way. That was from my head.
Do you have any winter tips or toasty tricks? What do you do to stay warm? Let's try to get you out of this winning funk.
Sarcasm. I bundle up as much as possible. I don't care about what I look like, and I usually look like a big Sasquatch.
Oh!
Usually what happens.
So, she's really cute. Everyone can picture that now.
Yep. Wear boots. Gloves. That's it.
Light some candles.
Drink tea.
Tea, that's a good one. We haven't heard that one. I always say, put a towel under the door. Have your heat on, but just a space heater, you know, saves energy.
Or just bundle up with, like, 20 blankets so you don't have to use electricity.
Okay, so, genius is good in other areas of life except for taking queendom quizzes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you know, thank you for listening again to your Youth Beat Radio, Voice to Empower on WCRS. I hope that you did good on this quiz. You did better than Shannon, hopefully. I'm going to end on that note because I'm a little embarrassed for her. But you guys have a great day, and please come back and join us next week, Monday night, 7:30 p.m. Don't miss it. Let's end on one heck of a winter song. Ranked number 1 out of Google's top 10 winter songs, I'm going to finish it off with Queen, A Winter's Tale.
It's winter fall, red skies are gleaming, oh, seagulls are flying over, swans are floating by, smoking chimney tops, am I dreaming? Am I dreaming? The night's drawing. There's a silky moon up in the sky. Yeah. Children are fantasizing. Grown-ups are standing by. Super feeling, am I dreaming? Am I dreaming? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Radio is produced by youth from Central Ohio High Schools, youth groups, and universities. The show is supported by the School of Environment and Natural Resources at The Ohio State University, Ohio State University Extension, the Puffin Foundation West, and local sponsors. The ideas expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the station or the sponsors.